Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Saturday morning in West Liberty, UK will be hosting another regional grazing school for livestock producers. Morgan County Extension Agent for Ag and Natural Resources, Sarah Fannin, says it's a great opportunity for area farmers.
In East Kentucky especially, we're a little bit more limited on the amount of pasture that we have, so we need to be able to utilize everything that we do have to the greatest extent.
There can be real money-saving lessons to be learned in these presentations. I asked if during their spring school, if she saw any light bulbs popping on for attendees.
Not as often as we always would like to see, but we have seen quite a bit here with the second year of grazing schools, where folks are starting to say, well, I'm not feeding as much hay now because I'm extending my grazing season, or I'm now able to increase the number of livestock on my grazing area on even the same or less amount of acres. So that's when we know that things are going as planned.
State ag development programs and grants have improved livestock production in general. There's a new regional processing facility in full production. That's leading to regional optimism.
We're starting to look at our resources differently, I think, in terms of seeing more opportunities rather than limitations. Both grass-fed and grain-finished is going to be able to be on the increase here, especially as we have new markets available with these new meat processors.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
What do bacon and eggs have in common? Besides being staples on your breakfast plate, they're produced by poultry and livestock farmers that provide safe, healthy, and affordable food choices for you and your family, while also supporting our communities and our state. Kentucky's poultry and livestock sectors support nearly 33,000 jobs and help generate $5.2 billion in ag revenue, helping Kentucky farmers lead the way in providing safe and healthy food for you.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Morgan County Extension Agent Sarah Fannin is optimistic about economic growth in the region, and this grazing school Saturday is a part of that for many area farmers.
Small and medium-sized producers play such a huge part of our economy still in East Kentucky, and it's important that we continue to give them the support services or added investments that they need so that they can look at ways of doing business better.
That grazing school runs this Saturday morning, 8 to 12:30. The presentation is no charge, and in her view, a real benefit for the region's farmers.
Absolutely. Sometimes we just don't know what we don't know, and attending a day like this gets our brains to thinking about new ways of doing things.
Producers in the region can learn more about the program agenda through their local extension office. Again, it'll be held at the Morgan County Extension Farm in West Liberty Saturday morning, 8 to 12:30. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.